Ah, well, another day, another global pandemic.
Prime ministers
and presidents
may come and go, but the certainty of exemplary entertainment on the Midweek Drive
and the Midweek Drive Morning Edition
remains.
With us, where we actually launched the Midweek Drive Morning Edition with Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. Obviously, a little tribute there to the late great Kenny Rogers, who has decided to check out in the whole sort of system. Never mind. The good news is we can actually continue with our connection of islands as far as the whole world is concerned by going straight away down to one of our ace correspondents and indeed Midweek Drive Ed and host of the fantastic World of Sound and Country Vision. It's Tessa Snart. How are you, Tessa?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Splendid.
In the studio.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a case of we'll be asking people that on a regular basis, and if people say, if they don't answer, we'll assume that basically they've gone. Hey ho. So I gather at this particular moment of time, and literally things are happening on a day-to-day basis, we had the surreal experience of recording last night's Madrid Drive last Friday, so again, we're sort of working through that. Here we are on a Sunday, actually recording ahead for Thursday's Madrid Drive Morning Edition. From your own point of view, you are still going in and working. You haven't been barred from your office duties as yet.
Not yet. I mean, of course, we're taking precautions. We're washing our hands as we go in and out of the building. We are looking to work from home if it gets to that. But of course, we kind of produce the Primary Times magazine, which is a little bit of an issue because all the schools have shut. So we're working on new ideas, when that's sorted.
A lot of education has gone online. But at the same time, it's fair to say that not everybody actually necessarily has access online. I mean, we talk about, oh, yes, well, the whole country can get it in broadband, etc. Mm-hmm. There are lots of things actually there. That's actually not quite the case. We were speaking to one of our correspondents over in Canada who deals with primary education, and most of her children don't have that particular access to be online. So there's a different sort of element that's coming through with this. Your own mum, of course, working in secondary education, presumably it's a case of, no, Leany Jane has effectively stepped aside. She is self-isolating.
Yes, she is at home. She has her work laptop, so I believe she's doing a few little things from home. Mm. The school, I believe, is still open to certain students, but as I say, yeah, most of them are isolating. And so is mum. But I always say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I think a lot of people they're coping and they're adjusting. And I think that's what we're all made to do.
Well, it kind of is inevitable. I mean, I've spoken to a few graduates, a few students who kind of are a little bit concerned. I mean, there is a big fear asking how long it's going to last. This could just be the beginning. Don't worry about it. In a real sense, we're assuming that we will actually move into a different era where we can actually continue to develop shows like the Madrid Drive. I mean, here I am, as I say, in essence, there's nobody else in the studio, apart, of course, from my invisible friend, and, of course, yourself and the listener. But we're kind of having to work our way through this whole process. I mean, clearly, from your own point of view, this is a first-time experience, Tess. I mean, historically, you might have actually heard about a number of things. Actually, even to be fair, you probably only heard about it from your grandparents in terms of rationing and issues relating to that. Is it something which, as you said, will keep on going, we'll keep providing entertainment, and we will, as we're doing now, actually. I mean, it's not just Radio 2 could actually broadcast and various other things. We can continue doing this as well with Siren Radio and Southside Broadcast. As long as we can. What are your kind of overall thoughts? So we've been asking people, obviously, for sort of thoughts of positivity, if possible, from yourself.
Yeah, well, I just think this shows how we can adjust quite quickly to certain situations. And I think maybe, you know, when this is all over and we start to get back to normality, perhaps it will change the way that we do things. For instance, more people might start to work from home to save on fuel, you know, to help with the environment. You just don't know. I think positive things can come out of this.
Although, having said
that, it's quite daunting now, isn't it?
It's much more important that one self-isolates in a nice little yellow bumblebee machine as opposed to actually taking public transport. Anyway, we spoke to Ben about that last night. Ben Lewis, of course, who is probably going to be the sole survivor in London. But you'll hear that. You may have already heard it, actually, by the time it actually goes out. Upcoming today, we've got Sarah Huntley is joining us. Graham Harper is going to be here showing his thoughts. Rachel Abbott, who's actually been voicing the Wash Your Hands ident for that other radio station. I think it's called BBC Radio 1, actually. So Rachel is joining us as well. And would you believe it, good news, silver lining, Hannah Brown is going to be back on the show. Yay!
Do you know that Hannah, she messaged me yesterday. We had a little chat.
Uh-huh.
So there you go.
She's
using her social media and messaging tools now that we're all on.
and she'll be using her broadcasting skills as well. And even McDonald actually will be joining us to talk about something she's really putting together, which I'm sure we can actually help with as far as the Sound and Country Vision productions are actually concerned, and websites and packages, because she's actually putting together a performance page for young artists to do various other things, which she'd quite like to sort of share. So we'll chat with Eva about that as well.
Yeah, I'd love to hear more about that.
Well, yeah, see, exactly. We will keep on going relentlessly from that point of view. If people are missing Richard Fitzwilliams, I'm sure he'll come back. We're talking about Richard feeding in some Royal Correspondent stuff, or indeed classic movies. So he was a bit worried that if he was actually doing film reviews, worry not, Richard, all the cinemas are closed, so it's pointless now. You're not going to be encouraging people to actually go there. It's not going to happen. But before we actually go into your own thoughts on the man, we've got a couple of options here in terms of Kenny Rogers tracks. Coward of the County, Lucille, or The Gambler. Which one would you like to go for? I mean, obviously, we heard probably one of his famous ones, the duet with Dolly Parton, which historically, I think Kenny Rogers said he hated it at all until somebody said, do you realise Dolly Parton's in the building? And once she came in, it did change the whole thing through. But singing by himself, all three are kind of classic country music songs. So where are you going to go?
This is a hard one, because obviously The Gambler is huge, but yeah. I'm going to go for Lucille, because I really, really like that track. So let's go for Lucille.
Interesting. You've picked a fine time to leave me.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. Thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter, and here ever after, I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking, his big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. With 400 children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. But this time you're hurting. Whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the bar room to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, that he told her kept coming back time after time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. With 4 hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. This time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. With 4 hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times.
Well, I suppose you could have left at any time, really, but if you got 4 hungry children and a crop in the field, clearly it's not a good time to leave. Oh, well, never mind. Tessa. Gutting song. I mean, I think in so many ways that kind of epitomises what I think Robin Pierce hates about country music. But never mind, that's okay. It's all right.
It's a classic though, so we have to go with it.
Yeah. And in fact, any of his Coward of the Candy course as well. I think my favourite Kenny Rogers, which I was tempted to dig up, I thought, no, I'll hold it back. We might play it along later, is Lady. I think that's a really good one.
There's so many, isn't there?
He ended up looking like Santa Claus in the end, really. an American singer-songwriter, actor, record producer and entrepreneur, elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2013, particularly popular with country audiences, but charted more than 120 hit singles across various music genres. He topped the country and pop album charts for more than 200 individual weeks in the United States alone, and sold... How many records do you think he sold, Tessa?
Oh, gosh, it's so many. I don't know the exact number, but a lot.
Over 100 million records. Yeah. Over 100 million records, as far as that's actually concerned. So, splendid. It's good stuff.
He really is, you know, one of the many legends, I think, in country music, having a career over nearly six decades. But he did start out, I think, in jazz, and he also dabbled in folk music. Mm. So I think look at country music now, how it's evolved. He was kind of doing that back then, crossing all the genres. So,
Again,
why it was so popular.
In the late 1950s, started his recording career with the Houston-based group The Scholars, first released The Poor Little Doggy. Oh, my word. after some solo releases, including 1958's That Crazy Feeling, he then joined a group with the jazz singer Bobby Doyle and became a member of the folk ensemble of the New Christy Minstrels, playing double bass and bass guitar and so on. So went into a whole range of other factors. Albums The Gambler and Kenny both featured in the 200 most influential country albums ever. So there we are. He's headed off to actually sort of do his stuff in a different transcendental dimension, which is fine. Now, for those people who actually say, yeah, but this is Tessa Start, this is Sound and Country Vision, what exciting things are coming through? I know you've already sent me some material already, which we'll be looking to feature, possibly not this week, but in the next week, etc., in terms of Tessa's Tune of the Week, which will work into the package. And I'm presuming that we may well have people listening to us live. Hello. If you're not listening to us live, of course, the podcasts will be around and you can always download those, and they'll be sort of quite clear under the Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Edition. And we may, who knows, we may even be able to work out some sort of strategy in which we can develop a kind of Sound and Country Vision full special show, which is what we're talking about with Sound and Chloe's Vision, running it telephonically. So
that would be great.
It's a definite line. As we said, this is being recorded the Sunday before the Thursday of Midweek Drive Morning Edition date of the 26th of, where are we? Oh, yes, March. So in terms of Mothering Sunday, has it been a case of, yes, the Snart family have been safely ensconced at home, or is it a case of, no, we've been off visiting as many folk as possible?
We're trying to keep our distance.
Good answer. Good answer.
I know, we are. I am going to drop something outside the door for Mum. But yeah, we are trying to be as careful as we can.
Absolutely. Yeah. We just have to sort of make sure that's sort of through. As I say, in case people are wondering, I kind of went from my socially isolated home to the socially isolated studio in the socially isolated hospital and kept well different distance away from all the other bits and pieces. So,
see, there's ways, as long as we're careful and we're washing our hands.
Yeah, exactly. I was quite surprised that obviously yesterday I had the experience of, oh no, you've got four sandwiches there, you only have three, which is fine, that's okay.
Oh, it's a three limit, isn't it?
We will continue regardless. So, as there isn't anyone else in the studio, and I don't really want you to ask yourself those last two questions, it serves to me to say, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today, Tessa Snart?
Well, I certainly have. It's definitely a first, isn't it? From a different studio, you know, different time.
I think we have connected with this one before, but it's not been as kind of absolutely sort of essential that we've moved up from that point of view. So we're still providing that. Any messages that you'd like to sort of give out to your country music fans and folk who are obviously there, whether it's the rising? Because, I mean, clearly from the point, as we know, we've heard that the government have made huge changes in terms of employees, but there are many, 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 many people who are on Schedule D who are working in their own environment completely alone, and obviously paid as Schedule D operatives, etc. So, you know, times are challenging from that point of view. So any sort of thoughts in general?
Yeah, I mean, for artists in particular and anybody involved in any kind of art, of course, their whole world has been turned upside down. They can't go to concerts, gigs, they can't perform. But a lot of them are performing online, so you can watch them through Facebook, which is really, really good. And I think it's important for us to share all of their content, pre-save on Spotify, because it does help them. So, in that sense, just really support them by liking, sharing, commenting, pre-saving, all of that. And, of course, to anybody else who's struggling at the moment, there will be a light at the end of the tunnel. Just keep going. Get fresh air when you can if you've got a garden. I know a lot of people are saying this, and I quite agree. I think fresh air does the world of good. Just keep on keeping on.
And in terms of best way to stay in touch with Sound and Country Vision, or listen to those sensational range of over 30 back issue programmes and back editions that are actually there, how can people do that?
Well, they can go to southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com and look for Sound and Country Vision, and all volumes will be on there. Our most recent is volume 40, and I think Katie Cross is on there, The Rising, and Remember Monday, so that's a really good show. And then you can just follow on all the socials, so Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm on there, and just search for Sound and Country Vision. So, and all content will be there.
There we are. And your final task, Tessa, it's another, I would say, possibly challenging choice. We can offer you either John Denver and Fly Away, or Loretta Lynn and Coal Miner's Daughter. Are you going Coal Miner's Daughter or Fly Away?
That's an easy one for me. Obviously, John Denver is amazing, but I've got to go with Loretta Lynn, Coal Miner's Daughter. It's my absolute favourite.
Well, there you are. You see, it just shows a bit of pre-publicity has actually gone into the whole sort of package, really. A bit of pre-production as well.
We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mines. All day long in the field hoeing corn. Mommy rocked the babies at night and read the Bible by the coal oil light. And everything would start all over come break of morn. Daddy loved and raised their kids on a miner's pay. Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard every day. Why, I've seen her complain, there was no need. She'd smile in mommy's understanding way. In the summertime, we didn't have shoes to wear. But in the wintertime, we'd all get a brand new pair. From a mail order catalog, money made from selling a hog. Daddy always managed to get the money somewhere. Yeah, I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter. I remember well the well where I drew water. The work we done was hard. At night we'd sleep 'cause we were taught. I never thought your holler. Well, a lot of things have changed since way back then, and it's so good to be back home again. Not much left but the floor, nothing lives here anymore except the memories of a coal miner's daughter.
Prime ministers
and presidents
may come and go, but the certainty of exemplary entertainment on the Midweek Drive
and the Midweek Drive Morning Edition
remains.
That's Lily Holloman affecting an accent.
Yeah, we think about the California folk who actually are midweek driveettes who are locked down at present. We'd probably feature them on the programme. We probably will, but not now, because it's nearly about 11:30 in the evening. Anyway, moving on, it's time to actually welcome back one of our ace midweek driveettes, keeping the things together and proving, as we've said earlier, that ultimately the best vaccine you can actually use in an audio sense to actually keep yourself positive is contributions to the midweek drive and indeed Southside and Siren Broadcasting, or Siren Radio and Southside Broadcasting. And Sarah Huntley is going to manifest that. How are you, Sarah?
I'm very well, thank you, and it's lovely to be talking to you all.
Well, I figured, you know, when all's said and done, I know the change is being made in terms of accessibility, and the University of Lincoln still obviously remains open from that point of view, up to a point. This, of course, being a pre-recorded programme, who knows what could happen by the time Thursday morning comes around. But in principle, using some of the technologies we've actually got, I kind of ummed and ahed, and I thought, well, just because we can no longer go into the Siren studios, and because that has actually been closed from that perspective, does that mean that we have to stop entertaining with respect to programmes which have basically been going for the last 30-odd years? I say no, Sarah. I say no.
I say no too, Alexius. I do indeed.
Well, there we are.
I think the thing that's so important is it's so tricky, very understated English word, but I think everyone's morale needs boosting, and I had a bit of a low yesterday. Once you hear a friend's voice or you hear something else, It takes you to a place mentally where you need to go. So I think it's terribly important what you're doing. And I'm sending everyone lots and lots of love.
Exactly.
And I think the positive side of it is, I keep telling myself, however drastic it is, we will and we shall get through it. And the show will go on.
Mm.
We're just in a big interval at the moment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is one of those areas where certainly within the acting profession and so on, and we talked about this with Tessa Snart a few moments ago, that clearly for musicians, for entertainers, for anybody who's on Schedule D, these are very uncertain times, because it's all very well saying, oh, yeah, we're going to get through it. But clearly, as we both know, you can have real difficult moments if you sort of think, where are we going on this particular one? So let's hope we can actually work our way through that process in some way, shape or form. We will, but as you said, we need to be positive about it.
Well, I think one of the good things is, I mean, everyone's got jobs they can do in the sense of, not financially, unfortunately, but getting stuff done, that cupboard that you've not sorted out, chucking out, sorting out, trying to get a scheme of work together for other things. I think that it's great that's coming out, some of the things that people are doing, like posting. There's lots of audio books that are free that you can download to listen to take your mind somewhere else. And really, I think the thing for me is going to be to try and do something new, because that keeps your brain cell on a different level. Some people are trying to learn a new language. I had a go of boxing yesterday. Which I'm not good at.
Kickboxing or standard kind of Queensbury rules?
My daughter was showing me how to do, you know, when you sort of have boxing gloves and you punch one another.
What a wonderful thing for Mother's Day, though, to actually sort of get out the boxing gloves and have a boxing match. Sensational.
I've had a seal adopted for me for Mother's Day, so that's really rather wonderful, because nobody can go to the seal sanctuary or support them at the moment. Mm. And my daughter's at Cardiff. And
of course,
students are going in.
Yeah.
And, as far as I understand, are going to help. And there's a lot of fourth-year students who know a lot of everybody, but they're not being called up at the moment. I'm sure that, I really do support this, that I'm seeing everywhere, that we're doing this for you, so you stay at home for us. And I think that's just so, so important. But because up until, I think, fairly recently, most people in my bit of London, it wasn't doing it deliberately. I don't think any of us just entailed. I mean, I was teaching till Thursday of this week. So I don't know what it's like in Middlesbrough.
Or Lincoln.
Lincoln, yes, sorry. Or up there.
Yeah.
I mean, is everybody staying in?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, all public worship services have gone. So if you sort of think, I'm going to church now. No, that's not going to happen. Stay at home and say some prayers there. It's obviously very quite rationing has obviously come in terms of obviously maximum of three items of any particular one system in the various supermarkets and so on. So, yeah, I mean, again, very, very interesting times. I feel as though we should have a cliche warning whenever anybody uses the U words these days. But it does actually make you think shall we say, trivial all of those debates about Brexit used to be and various other bits and pieces.
The only think, good thing, I think, one of the good things is, have you heard that mentioned recently? No.
Well, it's the next letter of the alphabet, you see. We've moved on from B to C, C for COVID, you know? I don't know what's coming with D, honestly. You know, that could be a whole new world of things. You know, but still.
I'll tell you what I think's very good is that in my bit where I'm in Southwest London, for instance, people are doing things like putting letters through doors, asking if anyone needs anything or they're on their own, dog walking for people that can't get out, but everyone is staying at least a metre or two away, which is very good, isn't it? And I probably won't see my daughter now till it's all over.
or ever.
I mean, I think that's the thing. I think that's where radio and hearing people's voices and talking is so important, because in the middle of the night, your thoughts, I don't know whether you remember this, Alexis, I know you're the same age group as me, but there was a programme called The Survivors on television.
Are we technically being classed as the elderly, and it's that sort of flu vaccine?
I think
is that where we've reached
Oscar
it stage?
Wilde, yeah.
Good
nigh.
Grief. Who'd have thought that one?
I know how old you are.
Yeah, well, there you are. It's exactly.
Yeah. But we're not quite there, but yes. I think...
One last hurrah, eh?
Well, the longer we can keep this
hurrah going.
The better. The better. You just need to hear people's voices.
Rage against the dying of the light, as somebody once said. I believe it was a poet. Yeah.
That's
anyway.
Dylan Thomas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's not so gentle.
He was Welsh. That's why we have Robin Pierce actually on a regular basis. Up next, we're not saying goodbye as yet, Sarah, but Graham Harper is going to be joining us. So we're using this thing to work our way through that process. And so it's quite interesting because it's almost, I mean, obviously I have done shows where it's just me in the studio and whoever else is booked on the telephone, but it's a nice way of actually working through that. So clearly we're addressing a whole range of factors there. And you mentioned Imogen, of course, who is a medical student and is going into that side of things from that point of view. As I say, hats off to her, and let's hope that things are sort of, I mean, this is presumably she wasn't really specializing in epidemiology, was she?
I think the NHS are supreme. I mean, I think this is just my personal view, but I think they are supreme. But
you don't think that Donald Trump, who is trying to actually buy an exclusive all rights vaccine from the Germans to just use for Americans, is not sort of setting the scene in a global line? Surely.
I have to say, it's when he says, "Now I hope we can all practice this earlier last week." You just think, "My good," I'm not even going to swear. When he went, how did he say it? It's a, as somebody said, sir, why do you keep referring to it as the China?
Yeah, it's China virus, China virus.
China,
because
it says China.
China. And strangely enough, in this country, I have a lot more keenness on the words of Her Majesty the Queen than I do for our Prime Minister. But there we are. That's by the by. I mean, you know, Boris, you've clearly been affected by the virus. Just look at your hair. You know, anyway, that's by the by. It's a sign. It's like the mark of Cain, you know.
But I am pleased he's flanked by a medical officer every time we see him on the Cobra meetings and somebody else. And I think that the chap from the Chancellor actually...
Rishi Sunak, did very well. And of course, from the North East, from Harrop, from Richmond, of course. He's from
marvellous to know. Marvellous to know. I think out of the... So
the debris.
Yeah, but, you know, at least...
Up from the ashes.
Roll the
success.
Exactly,
yes.
Alexis, exactly. But I just wanted, not put it in my little thing, to just say I am thinking of everyone and sending lots of love to everybody and wherever you're listening. And it's given me a good reason to be happy today to speak to you all. So... we want to keep passing it on, haven't we?
And that's the idea. And again, you know, of course, the beauty of it is...
Not the virus.
No, it's a positive virus. It's the virus virus of affection and warmth that's going through the airwaves from that point of view.
Yes, and I hope you're playing lots of jolly songs, because I was listening to Desert Island Discs and yesterday when I was feeling a bit low, and Daniel Radcliffe had... The Morecambe and Wise Bring Me Sunshine. I think music is so important, because it suddenly takes you to a place where you remember something with that time, and you think, and your brain releases whole load of, you probably know what they're called. What
toxins.
Are they called?
Well, they're sort of not toxins, but it releases a whole range of positive chemicals and pheromones and aspects that work through
that basis. Yes, I think bring me sunshine.
Worried me about Tessa Snart's first choice, where she wanted to attribute, obviously, to Kenny Rogers to go for "You Picked a Fine Time to Leave Me, Lucille." But never mind, you know, it's okay. I thought, yeah, it's all right, fine. She was on Sound of Country, but we can go with that. Sarah, stay with us. We're going to have a mini musical break now with a band who effectively launched, actually pretty much when the show launched back in the 1980s, and of course took part in Eurovision. Gutted that obviously Eurovision not taking place, because this of course would have been the first Eurovision post the Brexit decision. Would have been interesting to see whether all the European countries decided to vote for us. It wasn't going to happen, but still. They now refer to themselves as the Fizz, because Jay and Cheryl and Mike are three of the original members of Bucks Fizz, but they effectively, because of legal reasons, they can't use the term Bucks Fizz, because that's obviously claimed by the other sort of member. And it's all very confusing, but anyway. Would you like to hear their latest release that actually sort of emerged just a matter of days ago? And somehow slightly prescient, the Fizz with "The World We Left Behind."
Oh, my Lord. Right, okay.
When I look back to see those blue skies, were there better days? Between the hellos and the goodbyes, the promises we made. And looking back, we had the chances.
Chance.
obviously it might not be White Cliffs of Dover, but I think it's a catchy little ditty. What say you?
I think it is, because maybe we're moving into a better world, actually, at the end of all of this.
Hmm.
Maybe it's for... It'll all come good. It will all come. Can't just see the full picture at the moment, but it will come good.
That's the key thing, to actually keep very much close to our hearts and so on. Now, how's John keeping? Has he been socially isolated, or is it a case of regardless?
I mean, on a humorous note, not that any of this is at all funny, but mm-hmm. one has to keep that British sense of humour. I think there's lots going to be Corona divorces.
Yes.
And Corona, there'll either be a Corona divorce or
of
a
course.
Corona baby. I mean,
yes.
That's physically impossible for me. I'm telling you, it's
not that physical contact. Please stay away. Stay away.
I think this is one of the things that's going to be very testing for people. My husband works from home anyway.
I think
one of the things to do is, everybody has to stay in their own room for
yes.
2 hours and then come out and go, oh, good, hello, I'm having my coffee break. Because otherwise, you're about to see one another go round.
Social distance.
I'm hoping to have a lot of vocal contact from you, Alexia,
well,
to keep one another going.
I think we're obviously working this on a kind of day-by-day basis, as indeed, who was it? I think it was Lena Martell who said, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, one day at a time. Probably a lot better than me. In fact, I never used to like that.
Too.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus. But in principle, I think we could probably, at this stage, barring sort of complete immediate lockdown, shutdown, and we can't move any way, shape or form, then yes, the likelihood is we'll probably be doing these Sunday morning gigs and Friday afternoon ones as well.
Oh, wonderful.
So
every little helps, as they say, just to keep one jolly and up there and hear one's experiences and have, you know, funny things. I was just laughing with my daughter just now. It's not funny, but as somebody has filmed leaving on the doorstep for their mother the shopping list that they've asked for, and it's like something from I Love Stella, if anybody watches that, and it's like a comedy situation, the evaporated milk and the tin of corned beef, and then she's cross she hasn't given her the right change.
You can't use cash. Don't use cash. You'll spread the virus. It's got a card only. Dear me.
And then she tells her to bugger off at the end. This is the mother, which is not quite how you see these helpful things. And my mother-in-law has just asked for asparagus tips.
Ah, well, of course, because let's face it.
We're doing a full a la carte menu.
Yeah.
Asparagus tips. I think that's first world problems.
Huge challenge that's often faced by a whole range of things, and clearly what the world needs now is more asparagus tips
a few doctors aren't going home to have asparagus, nurses or
problems.
Cleaners aren't asking for asparagus tips, are they? And isn't it wonderful, I don't know this is where you are, but in southwest London, that the shops are giving the first hours to frontline people that need to shop and elderly, which I think is...
Thankfully we've moved on, but I do not recall, as far as general global events are concerned, whether it be the Falklands War, whether it be 3 day weeks in the 1970s, whether it be power cuts,
candles then? Well,
exactly. Don't use
four
them
candles.
Now. They're a fire hazard. That was the line. So put a candle in your hand. Light a candle today. It'd be very, very dangerous. But I don't recall actually people being so concerned with their bottoms, to such an extent that Lou Roy. So it was such a critical thing. It seemed unusual.
Quite an elderly lady I know said, where is all this coming from? And to put it bluntly, in other countries, they don't have loo rolls.
No.
I just throw that one out there. For goodness sake.
Well, I mean... And mostly, in many ways, obviously, traditional newspapers would serve as the backup as well from that point of view.
Exactly.
That's another line entirely.
Exactly. So it's very curious.
Observations on the human species, and we are all one. And I'm sure we will continue to be one. Sarah, I'll say this regularly, I've tried to not use the U word, unprecedented. No, he said it. But equally, I need to ask you these two questions. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
I've had a wonderful link, and that's uplifted me, so thank you, everyone. Mm. And I'd like to say, could you say a hello to Harper and Tomlinson for me?
I haven't been in touch with Malcolm, as you know. We need to bring him on the show as well, so obviously we'll work with that. I mean, because I'm trying to use these shows as a bit like batons, audio batons, whereby, I mean, okay, yes, you can use your social media, you can use all that, but this is like you're all part of a show, you're all part of the whole format. Admittedly, I'm the only one who's seeing how it's coming together in terms of overall balance and who's going one after the other as we pass the baton on. Tessa Snott, your good self, then Graham Harper, Rachel Abbott, Hannah Brown, and Eva McDonald today. But I think we can sort of still keep on going. As I say, Richard Fitzwilliams doubtless will return. Some of the other sort of fine folk will be back with us as well that we've heard.
And Alexis, what I think would be a good thing is you could ask all of those people that are now in their homes, they can ask then other people that the listeners might find interesting to listen to on various things they've been doing, sort of, when I say celebrity status, but you know, people, I can think of a list of people that
Sarah, that's what I'm thinking about from that point of view. We can it's back to the days of where the show started, really, except even better because it goes out via the internet as well, so you can actually download them via the podcast as well, so it's all there. Anyway, I feel as though we've polished our little halos sufficiently well on that particular point of view. I take it then you will return?
Of course I shall return, yes.
Yay!
If only I could see you. If only I could see you.
Well, I'm afraid due to social isolation, you can't. So deal with it. That's the important thing. I suppose you could always see each other via social media. But who needs that when you've got the joys of a radio production that's beaming out for Siren Radio and indeed Southside Broadcasting? Hey, Graham Harper.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Do you know, it was only a few weeks ago I was thinking, maybe I should invite Graham actually to come back to back up to Scarborough and do a little piece. He could actually be a surprise celebrity co-host wanderer of one of our audio postcards, because booked for the Sci-Fi Scarborough We Do Like to Geek Beside the Seaside event, which was scheduled to take place in a couple of weeks' time. Obviously, it's off now, four people actually say, don't go there. But we had a number of people who had connections with yourself. We had Fraser Hines. We had Colin Spall.
Yeah.
We had Terry Malloy. We had Nicola Bryant. We had Colin Baker. And I thought, you know, there's a connection we could actually draw on there. It would have been a nice one. However, maybe we'll just feature them in other sort of way, shape, or forms. The important thing is you're with us, Graham. And the question we'd be putting to most of our contributors as we've been putting these programs together is, how's it going in the wilds of Acton? We've heard from Sarah Huntley, who sends her best, that it's going okay in terms of social isolation in the wonderful world of Wimbledon, but what about Acton?
It's the same, I think. Our neighbours made contact with us to say, my wife and I, to say if there's any help we need, blah, 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 so, which is very, very kind of them, and we've reached out to other people, so, yeah, there's a very warm friendliness and collective friendliness, which I've noticed. I don't go out anywhere. I keep away from all the shops as much as I can. But, of course, you have to eat, so you have to plan that very carefully. But that's all we do. We go out and get food occasionally.
Mm. Well, you know, I suppose it's back to the days of the three-day week and more things that we enjoyed in the 70s and so on, or maybe beforehand. Don't ever say, though, that yourself and Bernadette are actually in that elderly category, because surely not. I mean, look at John Humphreys. He's still doing his morning jogs every day in the park. So. And what about France, of course? Because clearly there's big connections there. Are you looking across the channel thinking, well, just as well we didn't actually move there as yet, or what's the thought?
Probably, although I suspect it's going to become equally as bad here. So I don't think you can escape it just by trying to get back to... I'm glad we stayed here, because we know where we are here. Imagine, for me, being in France and not really knowing... the political landscape that well, and how that will all play out, and also their strictness, how they're actually dealing with it, probably is what we need to have here.
Well, harsh words, Graham. Maybe it's all the fault of Mikel Arteta. I mean, you know, he joins Arsenal, goes down with the virus, bang, it's all over, really. So, is it just me, or is it a first world problem that suddenly footballers and Premiership footballers are saying they need to go back to training to actually keep their levels high? I'm thinking maybe that's not necessarily a good thing. Maybe there are. I mean, important the sport actually is. Maybe that is one of the least important aspects, particularly when you've got a lot of scheduled D folk who are literally sort of having to think about their livelihoods these days.
Yes, I haven't really given that a lot of thought. I would think, I would have thought it's best to stay indoors rather than carry on the regime, but...
I'm fairly certain. I mean, I'm not sort of citing any known notice here that most Premiership footballers will actually have the ability to either have gardens or indeed have their own personalised gyms. So
absolutely.
But anyway, the thoughts of Wayne Rooney, actually, apparently, he sort of maintains that it's ridiculous for people and very irresponsible for players to talk about going back to training when they can actually train at home and so on.
I think he's right.
Sage words there. So, Graham, is this an opportunity where you can sort of finally start blocking and mapping out your ideal dream fantasy world of those cowboys from Wales who went over to America, and the motion picture can be relayed and coordinated with all sorts of aspects, or is it just a case of, no, I'm just going to sit here and actually listen to back podcast editions of the Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Edition?
No, I'm going to sit back and listen to back editions of Midweek Drive, I'm afraid.
Well, excellent. Well, I feel that we sport is not dead, because I feel that after I've introduced a new little theme, which we trialled last night, actually, with Robin Pearce, our Welsh correspondent from Starburst magazine, who I think you met. One of our symposia that we actually... Do you remember the days we used to have symposia and we'd invite people up and they'd talk and they'd have audience numbers there? It's amazing. It's gone. But basically, it's something I think you've taken part in before, and it's TV identity themes. Okay?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to ask you once again, given that we don't know what's happening happening with Lord Coe and the IOC and so on, we can offer you the usual sort of balance of if you wish to go for 3, you can go for bronze, 4 if you fancy going for silver, or if you identified all 5, then effectively go for gold. But you need to choose at the start. Do you want to go for bronze, silver, or gold?
Oh, I'm going to look silly. Let's go for gold.
you are really going for gold. Wow. This could be interesting because Robin, in the sort of the initial challenge, decided to take it easy, went for bronze, only scored 1 out of 3.
No, this could be disaster for me, but let's
go. You're going to go for gold then, so all 5. Now, they'll come at you fairly quickly down the telephone line. I don't know if you need to have a pencil or pens or something to
have. I'll get ready.
I mean, it's traditional, pencil, in these days of social media, etc. but there are, in fact, these 5 all lined up. Let me see. I think you should get...
1.
Yeah, I think you'll get 1. I think I will predict that. I think you may get 2. But anyway, here they come. There they go. Yeah, you might have actually got that sort of last thing. Just a little squeeze there. That was probably one of the most obvious sort of ones that's there. So how do we feel then? Are we still reasonably confident?
Not at all. You also, I thought there were only 4 then.
No, there were 5.
Oh, my goodness, one of them was a bit subtle. Okay. I'm afraid I got none of them. I don't remember any of them. I've never heard them.
All right, well, let's do it again, but this time I'll provide you with clues and I'll keep your microphone channel open.
Okay.
So this first one, think of school holidays back in the day, without which, basically, this would have been inconceivable on the BBC.
Oh, my goodness.
Think of Daniel Defoe. He actually wrote it. The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe.
Right, okay.
Yeah, okay.
No,
next one, a little bit tougher. Series star Jennifer Garner was originally produced by J.J. Abrahams, and it was called Alias.
No, don't know that,
guys. Just before we went on to do Lost and things. Next one, I thought you might have actually got. I thought you might have actually had this. And the key thing here, I mean, Pamela Anderson... David Hasselhoff.
Oh my goodness me, Baywatch.
Yeah, you see, I thought those that initial drum, the sort of sense of yourself and Bernadette running in slow motion across the sort of the beaches of Normandy.
Could be away from me.
Yeah. It's okay. Next one. This was one I thought you might have possibly had. BBC Clear TV series of I think the 90s, very popular on Sunday nights. Begins with a B. And it's Ballykiss Angel.
Oh, right. Gosh, that was so recent, yeah.
And the final one, which I honestly thought you might have actually had, because it actually gives it does it to all these tweety bits, etc., and then I'll just wait until the children come on and actually identify it right at the end.
Ask Aspel!
There they go. Ask Aspel. You must remember Ask Aspel.
I do remember it. I don't remember the music. Gosh, there we are. Wow.
And what did Aspel do when he was asked to actually do things? I don't know. I think that basically the line was to actually ask you about playing TV clips again or clips of favourite shows or various other bits and pieces. It was Michael Aspel, of course, who also did Crackerjack, amongst other things that was actually there. I mean, I could have thrown in Jim Will Fix It, but no, don't go there. No. It's just step well. away from that. And Ask Aspel was a completely different line entirely, quite rightly so.
Yeah.
So there we are. I mean, and of those, were there any which you would have said, yeah, Adventures of Robinson Crusoe, of course, was one of those European screenings that regularly you see. You must have been of the age where actually any school holiday, be it certainly in the summer and sometimes at Easter as well, it would actually have had the Adventures of Robinson Crusoe sort of streamed Monday through Friday.
Yes, I don't remember it, I'm afraid. Oh. I don't remember any. Well, I remember Baywatch. I don't remember really any of them because I was probably working and never saw them.
That's true. So, in terms of tips for good TV watching, or I mean, do you have the Netflix, the Amazons, the Disney Pluses, etc., or is it a case of I've got my own collection of DVDs, I'll stay with that, or is it a case of no, I don't watch TV, only the things I've made?
No, I don't do that. I strange enough. We're watching movies on Sony TV, or Sony, as they say, on the television. So I'm very pleased we've got that, because there are a range of some good, some not so good, but a really good range of movies on that channel. So, and I'm sure there are on others, but we're enjoying that. I don't spend the time watching all my programmes.
Yeah, I think there are. And in terms of exercise and such like, has Bernadette set up a gym for your good self to actually sort of work through and sort through?
No, but I do a lot of work in the garden. I mean, I do, and I stroll a lot in the garden. She goes up and down the stairs, keeping her Fitbit working very well. So we're doing what we can.
Well, as long as the isolation remains in place. In terms of a little mini question here, the top five movie musicals. So would you like to hazard a guess at what the top five movie musicals of all time have actually been so far, in terms of obviously adjusted figures?
The top five, well, I would have thought my favourites were West Side Story.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought would have to be up there.
Mm-hmm.
Strange enough, South Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
I said West Side Story. Pygmalion, so what was that called?
My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady, yeah.
You would have scored one. Only one of those is actually in the top five. And in at number four, it's My Fair Lady. Number five is White Christmas, 1954.
Oh, yeah.
Which currently figures is $537 million at stake. And My Fair Lady, $548 million. And then top three, Grease, Mary Poppins, and The Sound of Music.
Oh, yeah. I've forgotten The Sound of Music. Yes, yeah.
How could anybody forget? The hills are alive with The Sound of Music sing-along. All those things we have time to do now and actually work through the process. Graham,
well, you could avoid that, but...
we've been asking people to share with us their positive thoughts and vibes from wherever they happen to be before we actually head off to speak to Rachel Abbott, who has actually been voicing idents and jingles for another radio station. I know, it's shocking. Radio 1, I think. Wash your hands, she says. We'll get to do it on this station as well. But have you got any sort of positive thoughts that you'd like to share via the podcast, the radio show, any other way, shape or form? It's now your chance, Graham, your message to the world.
I think I'll be saying what many people are saying. Look after yourselves, keep well away from each other, and see you at the other end.
Yes.
I'm sure we'll come through this, and I'm sure it won't be that long.
See you on the flip side, as Dominic Hyde once said. Graham, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us today?
Yes, very, very good.
So are you back with us again, probably next week, assuming we're not completely barred and we're not locked into all sorts of other bits and pieces?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Graham, I had an excellent idea, actually, about how maybe we can provide this as an opportunity for people to actually not necessarily talk about themselves, although actors hate doing that. I know that, Graham, you know, those cliches. it's really tough, you know, when folk act together. But maybe in addition to getting some of our classic favourites in terms of Midweek Drive, Vets Back, etc., maybe we might have a few more opportunities to have a few debut co-presenters who make them via the telephonic systems. We'll talk about that in some way, shape or form. Graham, we salute you. Keep on keeping on. To yourself and Bernadette, we'll see you soon.
Thank you. Look, watch. I did Hollyoaks. It's on this week. Watch it. You'll enjoy it.
We'll go for it.
No, I don't believe in luck. No, I don't believe in circumstance no more. Accidents never happen in a perfect world. So I won't believe in luck. Footsteps for a while. Caught you turning around the block.
years. Accidents never happen in a perfect world. Complications disappear. Your presence from afar, and I'll follow you until I can bring you to a perfect world. Accidents never happen, but I planned it all. Precognition in my ears. Accidents never happen in a perfect world. Disappear.
If you just tuned in, you've missed Tessa Snart, Sarah Huntley, Graham Harper, and a little amendment to Graham. We caught it right at the end there. If you're looking for something to watch this week, check out Hollyoaks. He directed it, so it's well worth seeing Hollyoaks to see the Graham Harper magic at work there for who knows how long. I know, it's very confusing. Anyway, somebody is not confused at all because she's back with us after far too long. And that's another silver lining in this current COVID-19 world that we actually exist in. It's Hannah Brown. How are you, Hannah?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
So, you know, as Tessa and myself were saying at the start of the show, yeah, Hannah's suddenly on the social media, so all's well with the world. It's great stuff there. So we spoke to Gabriella Peralta, and we'll continue to do so. I mean, she's in lockdown, obviously, in Gibraltar and doing her stuff over there, and has ended up actually having to edit the paper pretty much, the Gibraltar Chronicle, from her home base. What about yourself, Hannah? How's it impacting on your own work and times as a jobbing e-journalist?
So, yeah, our whole office is now working from home, which is posing interesting challenges. Obviously, working through online in our systems, we can work from home. Mm. Obviously, we can't go out and speak to people. We can't go out and, you know, get the face-to-face contact for stories, which makes things a bit harder. And also communicating between each other is a bit hard because obviously you're relying on messages and some video calls throughout the day, whereas when you're in the office, and especially on deadline days of a paper, you can, if you spot something, you can go over and speak to someone and say, can we change this? Can we have this? Has just happened. But yeah, we're all sort of working together, so separately, to keep each other going.
It's almost as though it's some kind of virus that's been set out to ensure that people actually go broadband, but never mind. Let's not go to those, the kind of things from that perspective. Clearly, the experiences, as we've said, with respect to Tessa, you know, the generation that, completely new from that point of view. Graham, Sarah, and myself, we kind of remember, not the war, at least, I don't think so. But in terms of, obviously, we remember sort of, 3-day week issues related to that in the 1970s and so on. I mean, just talk us through your own kind of experience. Was it a case of initially you took the view, oh, it's just some sort of story that's taking place in China, and then literally within a matter of weeks, you know, we're now into this situation where, you know, the Siren studios are locked. We're doing this show from a different studio up in the Northeast. We're sending it down via Siren. We're doing all various other things. The University of Lincoln, we're distance learning. We're basically distance delivering, I should say, as far as we can, sort of online courses, etc. Was this something that you kind of expected a couple years after graduation, thinking, yeah, I think that's fine, I can handle that?
I mean, I never thought something like this would happen, you know. Nothing like this has ever happened in my lifetime, and I think the thing is that it's happened so quickly. As you say, it went from being something that was happening elsewhere, we knew about it, but I wasn't overly worried at the time because it wasn't here yet. Obviously, you know, it was spreading, keeping an eye on it. I think the change from one week to the next, I think it was about 2-3 weeks ago, I was in London celebrating my party.
Oh, Hannah, are you there? Or have we just lost you?
It's unthinkable. Yes. That you would be in a pub filled with loads of other people.
Absolutely. Yeah. For a moment there, Hannah, we just lost you. We thought, oh my word, the virus has affected the phone lines as well now. What's going on
oh,
there?
No.
Yeah. And you were saying you're in London. Yeah, well, of course, Ben Lewis is in London and he's going through it. I mean, I bet you little Tinky used public transport as well.
I mean, I now drive around to work, but I use public transport to get to London that time.
Yes,
so luckily in that case, I have had less contact with more people being able to drive now.
Yeah. But. Well, congratulations on that, Hannah. That's very good.
Thank you.
As I said, to get to the studio today, I self-isolated in my vehicle and drove here, and then we'll be driving back from that point of view as well. So, you know, we keep our wells from that point of view, because it does seem as though certainly any sense of using public transport at all, it's a definite no-go situation. I mean, you know, as we've talked about this on the show today, in terms of that's why we're providing this opportunity, I'd hope, for people who are in the Schedule D environment or people who actually just want to share some thoughts, etc., to I know how this radio show is being put together, but usually, Hannah, back in the day, you'd be in the studio, you'd see how it was being put together and evolving from that side. Obviously, there's nobody here now. It's just you and me. And, of course, earlier in the show, Tessa Snart, Sarah Huntley and Graham Harpo have kind of worked us through that. Rachel Abbott, who we had hoped to be speaking to, is not answering her phone. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Eva, all right.
Well, there is that, of course. You know, I mean, it's a case of, well, you know, we have to build in various other bits and pieces, particularly when she's been doing voiceovers for national radio about how you should wash your hands, etc. I mean, you've always struck me, Hannah, even when you were an undergraduate, as a very fine individual who's got good quality personal hygiene habits, even when the fire alarm will go off at 6 o'clock in the morning or 5 a.m. in the morning and still sort of fire off from that sort of point of view. Were you a bit surprised about how suddenly we're in this sort of line of you know, suddenly people told to wash their hands? You think, well, why weren't they doing that as a matter of course, really?
That was exactly what I was saying, especially near about a couple of weeks ago when it first started really ramping up here, where they were suddenly like, wash your hands, you know, when you're going around after you've been out, and then the soap disappeared off the shelves.
Yeah.
I said to people, I was like, do people not have soap already at home?
Yeah.
Is it just me having one on the go and one in spare ready?
Strange, wacky soul. I bet, Hannah, you even had toilet rolls as well. Unbelievable, you know?
I know. Yeah. That one also seems a bit strange when they start disappearing off the shelves. So I was like, I don't think it affects you in that way, but there you go.
Yeah, strange times. Now, are you still in Harwich or are you sort of elsewhere? What's the official location of your good self?
So at this very moment in time, I'm in Harwich, as it's...
And you'll be there for the next few years, let's face it, because, you know, you're not going to move anywhere else, because that's it, really. You're not going to be allowed to. It's locked down.
Well, I have...
Don't get any ideas of coming back to Lincoln, Hannah. You're not going to make it, you know?
Oh, no, I haven't been to Lincoln in ages. I need to come back and visit and miss the place. But, no, I've
I mean, we are building a special hospital sort of there, a joint package with the University of Nottingham, etc. So, but they're only halfway, it's only halfway sorted. I don't know how many isolation bays they're going to have, if any, but still. No more green on campus, Hannah, you'll be pleased to, or maybe not so pleased to know. You know that sort of green hillock that students occasionally used to use every so often when it was, we had a few sunny days?
Yeah.
And they're all gone. No more.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it would be.
You, and a result, obviously, we get COVID-19. It's not connected, honestly. You know, just put it out there. Although maybe. In terms of Harwich, what about, of course, the other thing? As this is being recorded, as we mentioned earlier, not to be confused, etc. But we're recording this for Thursday. Yes, if you're listening to this on a Thursday morning, you think, "Ooh, I'll phone in." It's live. It's recorded as live, but it's pre-recorded. We're pre-recording on Mothering Sunday. So, have you managed to communicate with any of your? I say any of your mothers. Obviously, you have several, don't you? But in terms of that, have you communicated with your mum at all? Are you social isolating there as well?
Yes. So my mum's at work at the moment. Right. She works in a supermarket. So.
Oh, dear Lord.
Interesting time.
Yeah.
But no, so she's at work at the moment.
Right.
But I've got a massive card.
Ah.
Very, very big. Inconveniently big is how I like to describe it, because it's going to be hard to put up. Yeah.
I was quite pleased that Sarah Huntley, her daughter, actually bought her adopted a seal for her, basically. Which that was quite nice. You know,
just showing us everyone else up. So here's me with my card and some chocolates, and sorry, Mum, it's not a seal.
I think that would be an ideal sort of strap line to actually put in. You know, sorry, it's not a seal this year. You know?
Maybe next year.
Yeah, exactly. Next year, we want it to seal away stuff with that. And what about, obviously, I mean, clearly, one of the things I was saying is maybe we need to actually look upon this time as a real opportunity to maybe look and consider what is really important in our lives and not simply try to work even harder from home. I know a lot of people are doing that, and we're doing it ourselves in an ironic sense, but you know, maybe we need to have time out, etc. What advice would you actually give in terms of doing that? I mean, are you wading your way through all of the Harry Potter novels and movies and audio files, etc. as we speak?
No, I haven't worked my way onto that one. I've got a lot of other books, though, that I've sort of been piling up, going, I've been building up to this moment. I've got a massive to-read pile, you know, cross-stitches that I've taken up. So I've got a lot of things I can get on with. But I think the big thing at this moment in time is trying to, even though we can't go meet people face-to-face, is maintain contact. Because even if you're not completely self-isolating and we're just social distancing, it still feels quite isolating to normal life, where you go into an office and there's lots of people and you're talking. So one thing for me is that I'm trying to maintain contact with people and message and just check that everyone's okay as well. Just drop messaging people you may not have spoken to in a while, because I'm not the best at keeping in contact with people over social media. I prefer face-to-face, so this is a real problem for me.
I mean, Hannah, you're a traditionalist, and I mean, I look back to a text I sent you back, actually, at the end of May, inquiring as to whether you'd be able to connect with the Midweek Drive again on Wednesday, June the 5th, in which, actually, we got the response, unfortunately, be driving home from work then, so you won't be able to. All the best. We haven't spoken since then.
No, it has been a little while.
And I thought, you know, I mean, I get questions from Phil Leaders and Lily say, "How's Hannah?" So I don't know. She just, you know, etc. So I thought, actually, on yesterday, I'd send you a thing with fancy a self-isolating midweek drive phoner, and bang, straight away, you're in from that point of view. So it just goes to show you. And you can use this, obviously, Hannah. You can now point people in the direction of your radio pieces to say, "Well, you know, just catch up with those." Basically, I'll give you my thoughts then. You know,
I'm trying my best. I think the problem with me is I've never been.
There are no problems with you, Hannah. There are no problems with you, Hannah. You know,
I do so experienced. Like, I obviously through my work, I'm on the computers and social media all day. So I found for a long while, I got home from work and was like, I'm just not picking up my phone.
You're absolutely right, and I think it is true. You know, I sort of stayed off my email from Friday. I accessed it this morning, probably by mistake. I'm going to access it tomorrow, and I'm around for students' queries and so on. Mm. But equally, in terms of the delivery, my lectures are online, my slides are online, PowerPoint's actually there. I'm making myself available if they need things from that point of view. I'm just not sure whether going into full webinar mode, etc., and all the frustrations that sometimes that causes as well, is necessarily the best way forward. But anyway, it's nice to see our Vice Chancellor wrote an extremely, extremely long email to all students, and etc., which was very, very good. I'm not sure whether they'll read it, but it's nice to see the thoughts there still. Hannah, any final thoughts you'd like to share in terms of the spirit that we should actually show to actually, you know, if people are actually sort of saying, yes, this is all very good, but what is Hannah's advice for the week?
My advice? That's a lot of pressure right there. Yeah. I think, you know, the thing I try and do in life in general is just try and stay positive and look for the positive side in things.
And I think having more time at home and more time to ourselves is a great opportunity to try and connect with people. It may not be face-to-face, but drop a message into someone that you haven't seen in a while, or, you know, family and friends who you do see often but are isolated. Take the time, because we now have this time. We often say we're really busy with lives and doing different things, but now a lot of us have got a bit more time because we're at home. So use that time to try and, I guess, connect with people and, you know, make sure everyone's doing okay and just be kind. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do anyway.
It's what is at the heart of so many things. And Hannah, as you may have gathered, nobody in the studio, because I am socially isolated, quite clearly. I mean, people might say, so what more is it? What other difference is there in your life, Alex Lefkoe? You know, step away. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
I have, thank you.
So can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future, possibly indeed even next Sunday if we are still in here and coordinating various other bits and pieces? Will you be back and return telephonically?
Yep, I'm pretty sure I can do that.
This looks good, you see. It's working those whole things through. Hannah Brown, thank you.
Thank you.
It's gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'd all be grey. But your picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad, it's not so bad. Too much last night, got bills to pay. My head just feels in pain. I missed the bus and there'll be hell today. I'm late for work again. And even if I'm there, they'll all imply that I might not last the day. And then you call me and it's not so bad, it's not so bad. And picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad, it's not so bad.
Putting this whole program together of positive thinking people and the kind of midweek driveouts we want to kind of bring back to the program and actually share positivity and happiness with. Obviously, Tessa Snart launched the whole thing. Sarah Huntley from Wimbledon. Graham Harper, Ace Director. Don't forget, watch the excitement of, I was going to say Brookside, it's not Brookside, Hollyoaks this week because he's directed those. And Hannah Brown, of course, from Harwich. Who better than almost the icing on the cake here to actually keep us updated with tales of Bean and more than the bundle of energy and positivity herself, who is Rachel Abbott. How are you, Rachel?
Hey, I'm good.
marvellous.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's important, Rachel. I mean, you know, of all the people, of all the producers and all the on-broadcast gigs we've done over the years, it's quite clear that, Rachel, you've always been our number one. And frankly, it's never been the same. I mean, Amy Stone tries, bless her heart, you know. Lizzie tries and so on. They're not in your league, Rachel. Not in your league. But, of course, since then, you've moved on to all sorts of things. And share with us, of course, this line that you have, I believe, been doing, because I've followed some of the sort of social updates you put, in terms of doing voiceover stuff about wash your hands now.
I know, that must have probably been the most bizarre voiceover to have done so far for Radio 1, but it was fun.
So,
I mean, it's important, and I mean, it's always a bit of fun with the voiceovers I do for them, so it was done in jest, but obviously it's such an important message.
So would you like to just talk us through, for the benefit of the Siren Radio listener, etc., just talk us through the sort of key things that you were saying on... I mean, it was a shock to me because I didn't realise there were any other radio stations other than Siren Radio, actually, and maybe Southside Broadcasting actually in existence. So I thought, what is this strange thing she talks about, etc.? So, but, you know, I appreciate it is actually there. What were you actually asked to do what was the sort of general script like? Can you remember any classic lines from that?
Yes, I can. It was just for Cross Grimmy Show, but it was just updating existing jingles that they do, which mm-hmm. generally start with the 1-4.
Yes.
They're the one, Radio 1.
Yes.
And then just adding lines such as for your commute to the living room,
mm-hmm.
For working from home,
mm-hmm.
for staying at home.
Mm-hmm.
And for washing your hands, the one for washing your hands over and over again.
Yeah.
Again, again, again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But mainly, I think the main message at the moment is just to stay at home. I had to go out a little bit yesterday.
No, no, Rachel, don't. What about Bean? Is Bean
well,
still
she
with
needed,
you?
That's what I mean. I needed to walk her.
Yeah.
I went to a park.
Mm-hmm.
With lots of space.
Right.
It's good. I mean, my mental health and anxiety, I think, as well. I'm trying to look after it whilst being sensible and not going to busy public areas.
Mm.
I haven't been to any shops or anything like that. But, yeah, the park was packed, so we came home.
Yeah.
Literally, people were having picnics. I was shocked.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. It was just, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I came straight back.
I bet they were flaunting their toilet paper rolls that they'd actually stolen from the local supermarket as well. They were doing all that kind of thing. So, please, just step away from the whole thing.
There's so much online, on radio, like what you're doing and everything about, people that are working to save our lives are having to deal with this.
In terms of classic idents, I still maintain, and so does William Sitwell, that effectively your William Sitwell positivity just kind of, it perks him up no end. Even though he's obviously moved from Northamptonshire now to Somerset, he's still perked up whenever we play the Rachel Abbott jingle. So, good news.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, I find I'm a bit of a tangent then.
No, you're right. I mean, this is the purpose we're actually, the reason, because I don't know how long we're going to be doing these shows for. Hopefully we'll continue ever onwards, but I just figured, we thought long and hard when the decision was made to actually close the actual Siren studios at Lincoln, but mm-hmm. keep the Southside ones open up in Teesside. Could we actually still do this? I thought, if alone in the studio, sorted out from that point of view, let's kind of touch base with people who are around, and already we're getting lots of actors and folk who obviously, as I said to Graham, actors hate talking about themselves, Rachel.
They don't
not at all. So enough about me. Tell me about you. What do you think about me? But in terms of the sort of line, we thought it's an opportunity to, in a way, which is traditional media and doesn't necessarily get sort of lots of other things coming through your media bits, etc. I mean, we're speaking to Eva McDonald, who I think you might have spoken to telephonically a wee while ago. Eva's actually trying to put together a performance page for young artists in particular, and we're going to talk about how we can maybe share that and improve lines from that. So, people can do concerts from home, as indeed some people have already started doing, etc. Although
lots of live streams happening at the moment.
Yeah.
I think Maisie Williams did something the other day, or was going to be doing something
mm-hmm.
through Instagram Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots going on. I had last night, so many people were doing like mini DJ sets from Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, I feel though we're keeping the thing real by doing the things that we've done on the Midweek Drive for the last 30-odd years. Good, informative, amusing interviews with folk who matter, like yourself, Rachel, one of the people who matter. You know, that's the important thing. And we need to find out what Mr. Bean's doing as well. Oh, sorry, not Mr. Bean. It's Miss Bean.
Mr. Bean.
Exactly,
Mrs.
Yeah. Bean, Mrs. She, Bean.
Just to clarify, this is a sausage dog we're talking about.
Yeah.
She is currently lying on a bed, a bit miserable. She's waiting to go out. I think we'll be doing garden from now on after seeing how busy the park was yesterday.
Yeah.
I just think, I mean, I see it as a necessity for an animal, but I think to make a message clear enough, I think if more people can just try and do what they can from home.
But
she's all right. She's got all her toys out, but then just kind of flopped.
Well, I think it's also fair to say that animals can easily pick up on the spirit of the world and all the rest of bits and pieces. And let's face it, it can be quite stressful as well, because if they're best friends and people they've chosen to actually spend their lives with are starting fretting about the whole thing, then inevitably that tends to catch on as well. So, no matter how challenging it happens to be, I think the line that we're trying to put out is be as positive as we can be and focus on that and work on that process. Which is why, bizarrely, we've actually introduced another little sunny sequence, which I'm not sure how long this will actually last, really, in terms of we've tried the TV network thing. That worked well, sort of reasonably okay. Graham Harper scored 0 out of 5. He's TV director, whatever. Robin Pierce got 1 out of 3. So your challenge, actually, Rachel, is not TV themes, but it's heights of actors, okay? Heights of actors.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. So I'm going to start off with Gene...
Wait. Yes? Heights. Their height.
As in their height. As in how tall in feet and inches they actually are. Okay.
I thought you meant in success.
No, because everybody's successful. We're all winners. You know? I'm talking about physical height here.
I don't even know how tall I am.
Oh, well, I would have said, you know, even though we never actually met, I would have thought 5'4", probably 5'4½".
No, I'm about 5'5".
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. Anyway, yeah, you probably added that extra inch on when you were up in Yorkshire, you see. If only you'd stayed in Yorkshire. Oh, never mind.
Depends if I'm slouching, which is about 90% of the time.
Oh, no. Posture, Rachel. That's what we need to have. Posture is so important. Anyway, let's see how we go with this little challenge.
Oh.
We start off with Gene Kelly, okay? Gene Kelly, who I will actually give you this to start off with, was 5'7". Okay, so that's 5'7".
Really?
Inches. Yeah, that's right. Now, question.
They're all short on screen. Anyway,
that teeny tiny television set, they look tiny. How do they fit in there? It's amazing. It's strange. And when you start talking about mobile phones and on your thing, it's amazing how you can get all that sort of material in there. It's amazing. So, Fred Astaire, would you say he was taller or shorter than Gene Kelly? Taller or shorter?
Shorter.
Oh, Rachel, you'd be wrong. Fred Astaire, 5'9". Exactly.
He looks like a short man.
Thankfully, Fred Astaire has passed on, but if you take offence on that, Fred, don't be worried. Rachel says,
no.
Fred Astaire, you look like a short man.
All right.
James Stewart, taller or shorter than Gene Kelly?
Taller.
Yes, correct. 6'3", James Stewart. Jimmy Stewart. So I think one and one there. Yeah, Fred Astaire, actually, when he danced with Ginger Rogers actually would lower her heels, so Astaire would actually appear taller. So Ginger Rogers would actually lower her heels. Not quite as challenging as Alan Ladd, actually, because he was only 5'4". Never mind. It's all part and parcel of the whole thing. We could go into Napoleon. We could go to other sort of areas. I don't think that's going to last too long as a feature. I'll probably try a few other things. We might sort of have what are the activities that Bean's getting on? Rachel, one of the things we've been asking most people to do, in fact, everybody.
You're not going to ask me more questions.
Yes, I am. Yes.
About actors.
Oh, would you like to see?
I'm enjoying that game.
All right then. Well, let's continue then. Okay. In which case, let's go to Mickey Rooney. Taller or shorter than Gene Kelly?
Shorter.
Yes, absolutely. 5'2". Diminutive stature made him the perfect teenage Andy Hardy. And finally, Spencer Tracy. Taller or shorter than Gene Kelly?
Taller.
Yeah, we see double Oscar winning. So 5'10". Well done, Rachel. That's
you know, they have to. They still do the apple crate thing.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
It's, they get them to short actors to stand on apple crates, but now they can. What do you call it?
CGI.
Yeah, they can do that now.
Add some height just on the basis of that. Alone. They can de-age people via CGI these days, so that's always very good.
And they can add a moustache. Remove the moustache. Yeah. They can remove moustaches.
Yes, they can remove so many things. Rachel, what for the benefit of people that say, who is this fabulous person? Do you make a living doing voiceovers? What's your are you on Schedule D? Do we need to have a support Rachel Abbott campaign going on here in terms of social media?
I'm currently working from home.
Right.
So I produce with a colleague the daily podcast for the Evening Standard.
Right.
It's like a daily news podcast.
And you were at the Evening Standard Awards as well for that as well recently, so that was good.
Just that, and then the voiceover stuff for Radio 1, which kind of comes in bits.
Well, yeah. Exactly.
So I've got a little workstation at home, and actually tomorrow I think the company are home delivering the newspaper.
Oh.
To boroughs. London.
Your tutors at Westminster would have been proud of you, Rachel, that you're sort of sticking with us from what we refer to as COVID-19 Central or London. So whereabouts in London are you actually based? Where's
the borough is Hackney, but I'm
actually
closer to Highbury.
I see. So one of the North London people then, Rachel.
Yeah, always.
Yeah. Don't go south of the river after midnight, or indeed any time in the current crisis.
No. I don't mind. I'm not snooty against South London. I just couldn't live there.
Yeah. And technically, of course, if we're being absolutely legit to that, it should be South London. South London. North London. South. Very confusing. So what, Rachel, is your message to the nation via the medium of the Midweek Drive? What would you like to share with people out there? Don't go picnicking is a good one, but you can start off on other ways.
Stay inside. Hmm. I've actually got a 70-year-old dad who has to work. Well, that's debatable. So if you can just stay inside, that'd be great. And I think, especially for the doctors that are on call, just think of them.
And what
stay inside.
For folk who are self-isolating, and that should be the majority of the population. I mean, as soon as we've wrapped up this show in about 20 minutes, I'll be leaving the studio, getting into the car, driving back home, then there, and then back to the university tomorrow. But again, self-isolating all the way. Is there a particular box set that you actually say people should watch? I mean, we've always said check out.
I'm just watching anything.
Anything.
I'm a bit lost with what to watch, to be honest.
You could
I told you, I'm watching Beetlejuice, which, if the world could be any madder, this is an example now.
I think that's a good choice, actually. Somehow, actually using Beetlejuice as a theme for the world. Somehow, it's. I mean, you got Michael Keaton on hand there. You got Winona Ryder doing her whole setup, etc. I mean, what more could you honestly ask for, really?
I think. Sit your butt on the sofa and watch television. You've got however many months this is going to go on for. Just stay inside.
4 years.
Take the load off the doctors.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the other thing, of course, Rachel, is you could, of course, listen to the over 4,000 podcasts that are up and available from Midweek Drive and Siren Radio. Exactly. So, like this one, if you've missed any sort of helpful tips or hints, etc., and you'd like
to. Can I just have one more rant, please?
Yes, go. Rant away.
Can people stop stockpiling?
Yeah.
The deliveries aren't going to stop.
No.
The window is bigger because. Deliveries probably come every 2 weeks or so. Mm. If you stockpile, you're going to have to wait longer, and the people that really need the food can't get it. Especially those that work in the long hours. They need to be able to eat fresh fruit, fresh veg and fruit as well.
Please. And that, quite simply, is why Rachel Abbott should be the Prime Minister of the country. I've said this before. I'll say it again, but there we are. Rachel, it's been awesome.
Are you getting rid of me now?
You see, this is the challenge that we actually have. Of course, Rachel, if it was up to me, we'd basically spend the next few months simply staying online, just sort of saying, is everything okay? Because we do that, because you're always here. You're always with. But in a program where
I think I should be your remote co-host, to be honest.
Well, Rachel, I think you've already sort of talked yourself into the second sort of line from that point of view, because I'm going to ask you, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link, first of all, today?
I have.
And therefore, are you up for being another remote co-host in the near future, which is probably going to be next Sunday, I would have thought, at this stage. Will you be back with us then?
Yes. Can I request a song, please?
Yes, you can. Whether we have it, of course, is another thing, but let's see if we've got it. Go for it.
Can you play some Frank Sinatra?
Okay, let's just see if we've got that in system. I'm typing it in now.
I lost my grandma recently, and I think I'd like to play it for her.
Okay, your grandma will probably be looking down on this. We do actually have the Frank Sinatra version, I think, of New York that's coming through from that point of view, so it'll work from that point of view. So, Rachel, I take it you will return?
Yes, please.
Excellent. Would you like to dedicate this Frank Sinatra number to your grandma now? And the floor is now yours.
For Mother's Day, yeah. Joan Abbott.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. In a city that doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps. It's up to you, New York, New York, New York.
And if you just tuned in, you'll have missed Tessa Snart, Sarah Huntley, Graham Harper, Hannah Brown, and Rachel Abbott. But you haven't missed Eva McDonald. Why would we wish to? Eva McDonald's with us now. How are you, Eva?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Well, since obviously we did our last official live programme from Siren Radio on Wednesday, we have now gone into changing things around slightly, so we're doing shows as live, but clearly we are isolated. And the good news is, Eva, that the separation between us is about 127 miles at present, okay?
Oh, that's nothing, Alex.
Exactly.
exactly. Yeah, so I think we're working through that process as well. And of course, you're still actually at work, as indeed am I, in terms of doing various other things, social isolation, etc. But they haven't actually closed the doors as yet on your childcare setup.
No, they haven't. So basically at work, because apparently the job that I'm in right now is classed as key working. Mm. And all the children have gone home in the job that I'm in, apart from children of NHS staff, police, I think, as well, firefighters, just all the key workers, in general. Mm. So, I mean, it's a little bit scary, not going to lie. When I took on just a little part-time job, just for the meantime...
You didn't realise you'd be saving the world in a few months' time.
Yeah, just whilst I was on the side whilst I decide what holiday park I'd like to go to. Yeah.
Forget that. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Holiday park's closed. And I would not think in about a month's time I'd basically be doing my part to kind of save the world. It's a bit scary.
Mind you, Eva McDonald Saves the World has got to be the motion picture that's just waiting to be produced. You know, I think we can actually get to work on
that. That sounds pretty cool.
I mean, we had Scott Pilgrim Saves the World. Now we have Eva McDonald Saves the World.
Yeah, fantastic. I don't know. I'm going to see how it goes, because it's a little bit frightening, but not going to lie.
Well, we will continue to keep on going. That's the important thing, both you and me, in different ways. I'm producing this particular programme as long as it's feasible to do so, which should hopefully be for the foreseeable future. But the other thing is, of course, Eva, as we teased ahead when we spoke to Tessa early in the programme today, you have got a new idea about a performance page for young artists. Would you like to share that with us?
Well, I had the idea of it a couple of days ago. I'd really like, I'm kind of in the process of creating a Facebook page. I know other people have probably had the idea of it as well, but to kind of get other artists on board, so that because they would have obviously lost out on concerts and recitals and gigs and whatnot, so I was thinking to create that page to live stream them instead from the page, and then hopefully get enough likes and audience members so that they can do it to people online from their houses if they're in isolation as well, instead of to an audience at a public performance, because that's bad things again a band. So it's an idea I've got, and I'd like to kind of get the link out there and sort of just share the page, really, and hopefully it'll take off.
I'm sure that already Tessa's very keen on actually sharing that and supporting it via Sound and Country Vision, and I know Chloe Rose will be very much behind that for Sound and Chloe's Vision. So I think run with it.
I was thinking it could help. It could help, obviously, Chloe and Tessa and any artists on their platforms, because I'm as well as performing myself, I'm kind of also interested, obviously, my career, what I was interested in was entertainment management as well on the parks. That's where I was going. And then this whole COVID-19 outbreak happened. So I was how can I still keep going, even though it's all online now? So hopefully people jump on board with that idea.
Yeah. Maybe we started it off today with this Midweek Drive Morning Edition, so we worked our way through that. And I think in terms of words of positivity, you've already shared that with us. I mean, as we've also pointed out, this is being recorded a few days before the Thursday morning Midweek Drive Morning Edition, even though in theory that's when it should be going out. You might be listening to it as a podcast earlier as well. But in terms, Eva, of Mothering Sunday, what's the situation been in the McDonald household? Are you self-isolating? What's the situation?
Well, it's really sad. Obviously my nan's at her house. My nan's house is only down the road, but I don't know whether to go over.
No, don't. That's what promises says. Don't. Do not. No.
It's sad though, because she's on her own.
Use the telephone.
Yeah, I mean, we're just calling at the moment. It's really uncertain, isn't it? Nobody knows how long this is going to go on for. But yeah, I'll give her a phone call. Mm.
And you can give her a dedication on air. I mean, we've already had Rachel Abbott, who dedicated Frank Sinatra to her late grandmother. Sarah Huntley said that her daughter Imogen has actually given her, has adopted a seal for her. Hannah Brown, bless her heart, Hannah, she's actually got a humongous card for her mother. So it's sort of, because Hannah's mum is actually working in a supermarket. Oh my word, scary stuff indeed. Yeah.
It's the scariest place to work now.
Exactly. So perhaps, I mean, would you like to dedicate a record, one of those one traditional records to your mum, which you can listen obviously later in the week to? I mean, what are our particular favourite artists?
Do you know what? I have just been listening. I mean, I know you've just played Frank Sinatra.
Mm.
But it kind of fits in with the era. I've just been listening to Vera Lynn. So if you've got anything Vera Lynn, that'd be really nice. Because it's kind of an uplifting spirit song at the moment.
You know, I think you're right. Tragically, I don't think we've quite got Vera Lynn in mind from that sort of point of view. But it's a brave sort of line, nevertheless, from that perspective. Let's see if we've got...
Anything high-spirited, then.
Anything high-spirited and so on. Well, let's see how this is coming across. High-spirited. Suicide is painless. No, that's not going to work.
No.
All that she wants. Accidents never happen. We've already played that. Always lost. No. We'll be sort of getting a number of sort of high scenarios from that point of view. What about Annie's song? Would that work for you?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, it's fairly sort of positive. So would you like to dedicate this to your mum, please, Eva? Off you go, in your own time.
Okay, I'd like to dedicate this to my mum and to all the mums as well for Mothering Sunday.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your beside you, let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again.
Hopefully that served to sort the purpose out. Eva, was it? Yeah. Happy with that?
High-spirited, pretty tune, yeah.
Good, excellent. Well, that's pretty much it for the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. And again, if you're confused, Mothering Sunday, it was last Sunday, so doing a sort of postscript to that. If you're listening to or wanting to find out more about Fixter and Limerick Chair, that'll be online as well. You can actually find out further details about that as well in the near future, together with Andrew Fitzmaurice, the Chief Executive Officer of Templar Finances, from that point of view as well. So this has been the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. And before we actually say those famous words, happy personal bubble time. Thanks to Tessa Snart, Sarah Huntley, Graham Harper, Rachel Abbott, Hannah Brown, and of course Eva McDonald, and you, dear listener, wherever you happen to be, whatever situation you happen to be around the globe, in any way, shape, or form, stay safe. Eva, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
Yeah, it's been bittersweet.
At least we're still here. Virtual hugs, that's the important thing. Virtual hugs. And will we be looking forward, will we connect with you again in the very in the near future? Will you join us again as one of the key frontline workers? Will you be back with us hopefully next week?
Of course, Alex, of course.
There we are. Excellent. Eva McDonald, we salute you. Keep on keeping on. And what do we actually say in terms of happy personal bubble time? Well, we say those words. One, two, three.
Happy personal bubble time.
Got to.